We began the season of Lent on Ash Wednesday, and I recall saying that this year for Lent, I would like to reflect on love, because God is love, and all God's actions are rooted in love. I tried to live the virtues of love from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. You know the one, being patient and kind, truthful, humble and forgiving, etc. And we conclude Lent, we begin the great Triduum, hearing John's gospel say, "He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end." That lens of love. Jesus is the embodiment of God's love, and he loves us by giving us at least four things that I would like to highlight this evening. First, he gives himself to us as food. Second, he gives us an example of service to our brothers and sisters by washing feet. And third, he gives us the new commandment of love, love one another as I have loved you, which are just a few verses down in John's gospel after the part that our deacon read at Mass today. Fourth, he gives us priesthood. And that is helping us to realize that the gifts of love continue through sacraments and priestly service in the church. Celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples, Jesus recalls God's covenant with Israel, who saved them from slavery. And this meal consisted of unleavened bread and roasted lamb. And we recall that in Exodus, the blood of the lamb was smeared on the doorposts of the homes of the Israelites so that the angel of death would pass over them. This night was to be remembered as a memorial feast, which all generations would celebrate. And Jesus, in this Last Supper, institutes the new covenant with his own blood, which the transfigured wine into blood is smeared on the lips of those partaking, saving them from death. Christ's institution of the Eucharist is recalled in our second reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where Paul writes of the night that Jesus was handed over. At the Last Supper, the simple Passover meal is transformed as Christ establishes this new and everlasting covenant with all people. Knowing that the hour of his death was near and that he would soon depart the earth in human form, he instituted the Eucharist so that he would remain in sacramental form with us. The church has never failed to heed his commands. Do this in remembrance of me. At this same Last Supper, he washes the feet of his disciples and instructs them to do likewise, follow his example. So the Eucharist remains a sacramental sign of Christ's love and abiding covenant. This sacrifice is made sacramentally present at every Mass we celebrate. And in the Mass, we participate in the act by which divinity and humanity come together. And we eat the sacrificed body and drink the poured out blood of the Lamb of God, foretold by John the Baptist. By doing so, we are empowered to do as he did and do the sometimes or often dirty work of serving our brothers and sisters. Commenting on these gifts of our Lord, Pope Francis said, "What is most amazing about the Lord and the Passover, it is the fact that he achieves glory through humiliation. He triumphs by accepting suffering and death, things that we, in our quest for admiration and success, would rather avoid." The Pope reminds us what a wondrous love is the only way forward for those who call themselves Christian. God has revealed himself and reigns only with the disarmed and disarming power of Christ's love.